Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Well, joining us now, Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you been, my friend? What's going on?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks a lot for having me on.
I'm glad to chat with you. You and I have not chatted since the free agency period opened up and the Packers have made some moves. So just the overall kind of perspective on the outside looking in, give me your thoughts on what's going on with the Packers so far.
I mean, it's interesting. It's different, right? I mean, we're not used to them diving into free agency definitely head first as they did this year. But I think it was necessary. I think you look at what they've added, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And you look with, you know, what Mike Pettine was asked to do was kind of smoke and mirrors last year. I think it made a lot of sense that they went big. And I like that they got guys who are kind of entering the prime of their careers. You know, the last couple of years they've gotten some of these really older veterans who are definitely on the downslide. These guys should all be entering their primes. They had to overpay. That's the thing that you don't like to see, but it's kind of necessary. You know, you're going to get these guys who are hitting the market. Teams are going to be vying for the services because of their age and because of their kind of trajectory as talents. And you know, it's clear Gutekunst wanted to make sure he got the guys that he wanted. And yeah, they had to pay up, and they had to pay a pretty penny. But I think, you know, the idea being that you are getting guys who are ascending, who should be able to grow with your program. He did what he had to do. I'm excited for the additions. I'm excited to see how they pan out.
So with defensively what they did, let's start there, with getting a safety, getting pass rushers, getting a down lineman, being able to fortify a little bit of that. Do you feel that now Gutekunst has just the freedom to take best available, whatever's laying in front of him?
Absolutely. I think that's what free agency should be about. You know, it's not having to kind of box yourself in when you're on the clock in late April, you know. And he has said repeatedly he wants to continue to develop his team through the draft, and I think that's the correct way to go about it. But when you see glaring weaknesses, when you see open holes on your depth chart, it's smart to go and fill those in prior to getting on the clock and making sure that you are fortifying your team with the best players that are available to you. I know people look at the depth chart and they look at needs and they think, well, they got to take this first and they got to take this second. And that's not how the draft should work. If you've done it right, you should be adding the best players that are available and making long-term investments, especially early on in the draft. That's when the draft works its best. If and when you miss, because you're going to miss, that's what free agency is for, is to kind of plug those holes. But I think absolutely. You look at their depth chart, I think safety is probably the one spot where you're thinking, yeah, they probably could still use some help prior to the draft. But outside of that, I think they've done a really good job of not boxing themselves in.
So offensively, picking up Turner, now I know he's played both guard and tackle. Brian Bulaga has pronounced himself healthy, so I can only take him at his word that he's actually healthy, and you pray to God he stays healthy for an entire season. But do you feel if Bulaga's healthy, you pick up a draft choice to give you depth, is this team now solidified on the offensive line?
I wouldn't say solidified, but I think they're a lot better off. I think the jump from Jason Spriggs to Billy Turner, if he is asked to play right tackle, say if Bulaga does go down, I think that's why they paid him. You know, I don't see them laying out that kind of cash for a guard. I think because of his versatility, because of the fact that you have a guy in his last year of his contract in Brian Bulaga, who is still one of the best right tackles when he's on the field. The idea being, if he does happen to go down, you have a guy who can slide over there. And the drop-off that we've seen throughout the years when Bulaga goes down has been, you know, downright scary. And with Turner, I'm not sitting here going to tell you he's a world beater, but he is worlds better than what they've thrown out there in the past couple of years.
So you're saying he's better than Jason Spriggs is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to cast aspersions. I'm not trying to say, you know, trying to lay blame on anybody here, Bill. It's a new Aaron Nagler. I'm trying not to be mean.
Yeah.
But, yes, he's better than Jason Spriggs. No doubt about it.
Okay, just checking. Hey, offensively speaking, what do you think they need to do in the draft? Because all the questions were, should they or should they not bring in a veteran wide receiver to kind of help out? And if you do, you then stunt the growth of some of the guys that are behind him. I still think Marquez Valdes-Scantling is a guy that can get downfield. Geronimo is a really solid guy that was on the come before he got injured. St. Brown, I think, is a really good slot receiver. I think they're fortified. They just need another couple of pieces.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's interesting that they did make a call. We know from Ryan Wood's reporting with the Green Bay Press Gazette, they made a call at least on Cole Beasley. So they were at least, you know, kind of looking around. And I think the true slot player, the two slot receivers, the one area where they're probably they don't really have a guy on the squad, although maybe Kumerow could fit that bill. But I agree with you. I think they are. With what they have on hand, they could very well roll into week one and be ready to go. I think they got a lot of really disparate athletes, guys who can do a lot of different things. We've seen throughout all of last season that these guys will roll into all three positions, whether it's either the perimeter spots, whether it is inside. They've been trained up that way. Now, obviously, they're learning a new offense. They'll be learning a new offense. But I don't see anything that tells me they have to reach for a receiver. Now, if one is there in the draft, if they see a guy who, you know, maybe they have a first-round grade on who is there late second, early third, maybe they pull the trigger there. But they definitely, I don't think they need to go into this draft saying we've got to come out with a wide receiver. If it falls that way, great. But, yeah, I don't think need will be pushing that at all.
The thought is for the offense to get Aaron Rodgers obviously on the same page with Matt LaFleur. On one hand, LaFleur says Aaron Rodgers is going to be very involved. On the other hand, I thought it was interesting when we were at Super Bowl, he said, yes, we don't have a lot of variations at the line of scrimmage. It's basically run the play, you know, which I found interesting. But my question then becomes, if personnel groupings are in there, does Aaron Rodgers then, do you believe, have the power or will have the power to go ahead and call a particular play? Or do you think that it's just basically Matt LaFleur kind of putting his thumbprint on this thing saying, hey, for a while, it's just going to be me calling the plays and Aaron running them?
Yeah, I think there's something to that, definitely. And my ears kind of picked up the same way as yours probably did when he said that. But I do think, you know, when he's talking about our offense, right, that's what coaches always say, you know, our offense does this or that. And he's talking about, you know, the check with me's or the 50-50 plays at the line of scrimmage. You know, there will still be plenty of options on Aaron's plate. In the modern offense, you know, especially with RPOs and what have you, you know, there are still going to be plenty of opportunities for him to read a defense pre-snap and to make adjustments within the scheme. Now, I don't think there'll be nearly as much as maybe he had the freedom under Mike McCarthy, especially later on in his tenure. But, you know, I think he'd be silly to completely handcuff the guy. I don't think it's going to be like some of those offenses. You know, we've heard in recent years, we've heard Ben Roethlisberger or Jay Cutler talk about how they have very minimal freedom to change things at the line of scrimmage. I don't think that'll be the case with Aaron Rodgers. And if it is, I think it's a mistake.
Talking with Aaron Nagler of Cheesehead TV, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So I really like what Matt LaFleur has said. I all the time, I'm sure people ask you too, what do you think of the hire? I don't know. I always tell people, I'll let you know come September and maybe even October. But I don't know right now. You know what I mean?
It's just so quick, right? I mean, the idea that, and it's funny because I know a lot of Packer fans kind of glom down to the fact, like, because his offense didn't light the world on fire last year in his 1 year of calling plays, you know, kind of the pushback as well, you know, his offense wasn't very productive. Well, you know, look what he had to work with, et cetera. And, you know, people always point to Mike McCarthy's year in San Francisco before he got hired in Green Bay. And it's like, well, he had one of the worst offenses in the league. Mm-hmm. And then he came to Green Bay and really lit it up. Well, Mike McCarthy had a long history as a play caller prior to that horrible year. You know, he had a body of work in New Orleans where he was quite excellent. He had top five scoring offenses, et cetera. With LaFleur, it's happened so fast. And here's my thing. I keep coming back to this, and it's it doesn't mean anything, and I recognize it doesn't mean anything, but I keep feeling it every time I hear him talk, every time I see him. I can't, you know, Murphy and Gutekunst, when they were up there at the podiums, they kept talking about how they had this meeting, right? And he was the last guy they met with, and he blew them away. That was their phrasing, right? This guy mm-hmm. blew us away.
Right.
And we slept on it, and we wanted to make sure we weren't making any rash decisions. We all came together the next day, and we thought, yep, still feel the same way. Where is that guy?
Right.
That's what I want to know. I have yet to see even a modicum of even anything approaching, anything close to a guy who's blowing me away. Now, I get it. Things are different behind closed doors. He's allowed to speak freely. He's allowed to get passionate, etc. He's in public. It's his first time as a head coach. It's his first time dealing with all these media responsibilities. I get all that. But holy cow, do I not see anything in regards to this guy came in the room and just blew us away. How?
Right.
Please, somebody show me something. Because right now, I see milquetoast, and I see nervous, and I see a guy who is a little bit like a deer in the headlights. And again, I recognize it doesn't mean anything. They roll out there week one, September in Chicago, and, you know, they kick off, and everything that's happened, everything that's transpired, none of it means nothing once they kick off. But, mm-hmm. you know, until then, that's all I got to go on. And right now, I don't get it. I want to see it. I want to feel it, you know?
Right. Yeah, I want to believe that behind closed doors, there's something to this. You know, I mean, other than just a guy that can be innovative, maybe a guy that can kind of be on the same page with Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he talks extremely well, and him and Aaron hit it off, and they've got this really good relationship. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I agree with you. I look at him, and I go, okay. And it's not like you're not trying to see it, because you're looking so intently going, where's it at?
No, I want it to work in the worst way possible. Right?
Right.
You know, it's like you want this guy to succeed, obviously. But, whoa, daddy, right now, you know, it's very, very measured, very formulaic. And it's just like a blank sheet of paper. I don't know what it is. Right now, it doesn't tell me anything. And, again, I get it doesn't mean anything. And I get, like, in the grand scheme of things, how he's presented in public does not mean a whole lot. But if that's what sold you, I'm giving him the job. Him being in a room with you and, quote, blowing you away, you would think some of that would translate to his public appearances as a, you know, as the figurehead of the football team. And right now, I got nothing.
Talking with Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV. Hey, before I let you go, so outside, the rest of the world says this is a full-blown rebuild. It's going to be at least 2 years. Do you agree?
Whew, I think it's a rebuild on the fly. There's no doubt about that. And I think Gutekunst took all the steps necessary last year to position himself to really switch things around, turn things around this offseason. I think he's done, you know, a really good job in free agency. Obviously, he's got to nail the draft. But there's zero reason they can't be in the playoffs this year. But that said, I think history will tell you that that's a long shot. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think if things fall right, you know, things gel, they get some luck health-wise. Yeah, they absolutely should be contending for the division title. I don't think there's any reason not to. But, again, you know, history will tell you, this first season, it's going to be a feeling out period. And, you know, maybe they come, you know, they completely set themselves, so to speak, this season. Gutekunst putting his stamp on the team. And then next year they're a contender. But I tell you what, depending on how the draft falls, yes, they absolutely should be in the mix this year.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how this season ends up kind of playing out. Aaron, always a pleasure, buddy. We'll talk soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot,
bro. All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. Been doing it for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.